thoughts on the table and stumbling in. Our love is alive. You know what I'm talking about? That Suzy Quatro little duet.
It's used in Licorice Pizza.
Can we have a little of that, Brad? Could you? Our love is alive. That's going to be our karaoke song at Sidewalk 2024.
Sure. I'm surprised you didn't come out of the gate with some Barbara.
Well,
we're quarantining the Barbara talk.
I would love to hear some Barbara. What is this? Is there a Barbara song in The Way We Were? There is, right? The Way We Were.
The Way We Were.
That's not my favorite Barbara, though. My favorite Barbara is like the main event. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That's because it's got that good crank up to it, right? I think. Am I wrong?
Let's find out.
I mean, is this going to be an ad, though, probably? Let me scroll into this. Everybody's looking for the great white hope, right? Well, the kid's not so great, there's not much hope, but... It's just a scene.
Yeah.
It's not the song.
But a good scene.
No. Yeah.
Well,
what you got for
us? More Barbara talk later. What I've got for you is, what's up, ding-dongs? Hey, all you corgi heads and kittens.
I'm just mushing over whatever you're saying.
It was pretty distracted. What is that? Okay. I'm Corey Kraft. This is the Side Talks podcast.
My luck is just about. Same voice. Same vibe.
You and Barbara?
Come on, Corey.
I'm wobbling.
We only have 12 more minutes of a song.
Okay.
Anyway, a little Barbara explosion in your face.
Who are you? What are we doing?
We're just introing. I'm Rachel Morgan.
Okay. Yes.
This is a podcast, Corey.
Side Talks podcast. Together. As I said, let's. It's
kittens,
about
Corey's. Corey
yeah,
heads.
I already did it. I already did all that. So let's talk about Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Get ready for a 5-minute fight.
5 minute.
Round one. Fight.
All righty. It's time for a 5-minute fight.
Yep. Brad, go ahead and start the timer. There's no reason to play around too much. This didn't go the way I thought it was going to go, actually.
Well, okay. So long-standing homework has been to watch The Way We Were, the Barbara Streisand, Robert Redford
extra,
film.
Extra.
From 1973.
That's right.
I watched it.
I thought you would love it. You didn't love it, but you like it.
It's good. It's good. It's not great. Like, it's a solid 3-star movie. I don't know that I've ever thought of this as like a canonical
movie, or a
well-regarded film.
I got to tell you, so many people approach me and ask for this to be played. Now, it is generally a person that's above a certain age. Not get me wrong.
I'm not having zennials
come up to me and ask for freaking The Way We Were. But I do think a lot of people really love this film. I do think a lot of people would consider it to be in the canon. And I think it's an absolute shit show. I thought you were going to love it, but even the fact that you liked it is enough to bring into the
it's fine.
The ring here.
You know, it's interesting because it reminds me a lot of a movie I think you like a lot, The Big Chill. It reminds you of
The Big Chill?
It reminds me a lot of The Big Chill because it's about, a generation growing older and looking on their idealized
just
youth
because there's
with a sense
like
of regret.
Alignment and some broad themes doesn't make it anything
but
like The Big
Chill.
But
that's what both of the movies are about. No. This happens to be like a kind of soapy, melodramatic, romantic
version
of that story.
I love soapy stuff. I don't like this. I think it's a scrambled egg mess.
But what about it? It's down the middle as far as I can tell.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a bit convoluted for me. Mm-hmm. I also didn't buy so many things in it. And I was confused. I find myself confused in this. Is she supposed to be unattractive? Is that what we're supposed to believe? Is that part of it?
Well,
it's like there's a huge disparity in attractiveness. Is that part of the...
I think it's tied up into sort of a sense of like ethnic identity, the Jewish girl, the waspy Robert Redford type boy, and that sort of, is she supposed to be unattractive question is kind of the question that kind of Barbara raises herself throughout her career. Like, I just watched The Mirror Has Two Faces, and the whole first part of that movie is Barbara. Like, I'm so unattractive, no man would want me. And I'm like, girl, like, yeah, what are we doing here?
I think that premise is weird, and that's part of where I wasn't clear on what the movie was saying. It seems like that was the premise, and that's part of why I'm not buying into the film, because I'm just not clear.
I think it's a racial assimilation thing. Oh my gosh. Talks about how she like irons her hair. She goes to Harlem and flattens out her hair to be more conventionally like waspish and sort of Gentile.
Maybe
looking,
I had to
I
be
guess.
There, you know, because I'm just not getting it. Not getting it at all. And I felt like I wasn't on board for the premise, and I wasn't even sure what the premise was. I assumed it was like, oh, to your point, that maybe she's not up to par with, you know, the handsome man that he is. Yeah, but so, I also am just like, what the that's really where the fuck we're starting from?
That's where they start from because of her insecurity, but where the movie goes is, you know, Robert Redford may be conventionally attractive, but he's an empty suit. He has no ideals. He folds and sells out when it's, you know, the money comes around and the going gets tough, and she sticks up for her ideals. And that ends up being kind of an irreconcilable difference in their romantic relationship.
Yeah, I think it was hard to sink my teeth into that, for one. And maybe I think the narrative's a little convoluted. And I also remember there being this, and I will just admit, it's been a minute since I've seen it, even though I made you watch it in the last 48 hours. there was a hard gear shift to me when they go to California, right? Like, there's a thing where they break up, and then she calls him over to the house. That's a big moment in this film.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
He comes. That's where we differ. I didn't think that was sweet at all. I was not buying it. I thought it was ridiculous. I also think it's anti-feminist. I just didn't.
That scene, I guess, in isolation is anti-feminist, because she is just like, she is cutting a pathetic figure there. It is the movie's arc that she grows from that. Even though the sentiment is, you know, we broke up, I lost my best friend, you're my best friend, and I need to talk to my best friend right now because I'm, you know, losing it, essentially.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's a sweet moment. She's really great in the movie.
She's fine in it. The hard gear shift I'm talking about, too, is I remember thinking, is something wrong with the file? Like, did it just skip ahead? Like, there's some editing or some structural and some editing issues at that point in the film, too, that to me is just like, canonical films don't have a lapse that's this tough.
There is an extended cut. I didn't watch it. I watched the theatrical cut.
Well, that's what we're presented with.
I wonder if, you know, the segment, he goes to Hollywood, and she, being a strident communist, you know, now married to him, they both have to deal with the Hollywood blacklist. That's in essence what that plot line. So it's kind of the convergence of their relationship and their political convictions.
Listen
up to that point.
How bored Brad is. He just slid the door. He's like, let's just do this. And Brad, we are so sorry for you to have to weigh in on this one.
I know.
Corey is not passionate at all. Like, he's just not passionate.
I think it's a pretty good movie.
What I'm getting at? This is not worthy.
I mean, part of me wants to say, it's Valentine's Day. Can we have a draw like you both win? But when the argument is, it's fine for the pro side.
Right.
I feel like, you know, Corey, I'm going to give you, 100,000 points.
Thank you.
Just for riding it out and doing it.
I appreciate it. I enjoyed myself.
For watching the film.
Yeah, for watching the film.
You get points for showing
it.
You did the homework.
I'll show up for Barbara anytime. Anytime.
Brad, do you think Barbara Streisand's attractive? Putting you right on the spot, because you know she's
listening.
Don't
do this to me. No.
Yeah, I hear that.
I mean, maybe if I went, I don't know. I've never thought of her in those terms.
Your loss.
Yeah, maybe I should go back and check some photos out.
Yeah,
but,
do a little image
or just watch What's Up, Doc. What's Up, Doc is great.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, having said that, you know, we're going to do 500,000 points for
thank you. I also
really enjoyed The Mirror Has Two Faces.
You kept trying
which
to,
is a
he tried to sneak that in.
Bananas Town movie. It is fucking nuts.
I'm like, going to watch it. You think I'm going to hate it?
Of course,
I've never seen it. Okay, here we go.
Yes, it is. It is
all
like
Barbara,
a. It
all
is.
The time.
It is Barbara Streisand's Nancy Meyers movie. Is
oh,
what it is.
She is.
You are not going to enjoy a goddamn second
okay, I
of
can't
it.
Wait.
You should absolutely watch it. It
Barbara
rules.
Who?
Okay,
Streisand.
So real quick, Streisand. If I'm going to watch one Streisand movie, what's it going to be?
What's Up, Doc?
Is that it?
Ugh.
Because it's,
do you, I guess What's Rachel a doc doesn't agree.
Is Peter Bogdanovich making a Looney Tunes movie with Barbara Streisand playing Bugs Bunny?
Oh,
it
wow.
rules.
Okay.
It is so good.
I got to say.
Do you
I,
have a rec?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe the main event just because she's got a perm.
Yes. Know,
just okay. because of the perm.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't. Look, my mom's going to absolutely kill me if she listens to this. I think she's just dropped off listening. She's like, I need to catch up. I'm on episode 100. Anyway, she loves Barbara. That's her girl.
She's a woman that's of taste. Her girl. Yeah.
And she's going to be upset to hear me say that I don't think there's anything that I really love.
Y'all are crazy. I don't know what to say. Okay. I also really like The Prince of Tides, which I, oh but you know what God. I haven't seen?
Let's get depressed. You want to watch Yentl too?
I have not seen Yentl. That's what I was about to say. And I do want to see it. I really do.
Okay.
Mandy Patinkin's in it.
Uh-huh.
That great big bear.
Okay. Yep.
For $25,000, here is your first subject.
What is it?
Go.
Pickles. Is it?
I'm going to get you today.
Okay, I'm worried.
I think I've got some stuff that's gonna stump you.
Okay,
I'm worried. So this is What Is It, of course, and we're going to throw some sound bites in your face, and you're going to try to guess what it is. We've got four of them. Brad has loaded them up, and so shout it out as soon as you know it, but we're going to let the whole clip play regardless.
All right, let's hear them.
Please. Put the money on the offering plate and cover it up. Madam Serena must never see the money.
This is Poltergeist.
Good guess, but no.
You're this is still not in high school.
We'll give you a second chance.
Somebody
it's a tough
doesn't
one
know you're
for
alive.
You.
Don't worry. Somebody you already know will become your sweetheart. You will marry him and you will have two children.
Can you see who he is?
I know what this is.
You do know what it is. We've screened it before. You lost, but you were on the right path because that is indeed our woman from Poltergeist.
Estelle Rubenstein.
Swim into the light, Carol Ann. Don't go into the light, Carol Ann. That is her. That is Teen Witch.
Okay.
And it wasn't Top That, which is what you would have known, right?
That's the only thing I know from Teen Witch because I don't think I've ever seen Teen Witch in full. And I'm not even
you
sure.
You lose just for that.
I knew Zelda Rubenstein was in it.
You lose just for that.
Okay. All right.
She's also in 16 Candles. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was probably the one I knew you weren't going to get. Okay. Let's see if you can get this one. Number two.
I've got all night, Nate.
Come on, Mommy. Why I gotta eat this?
Black eyed peas have calcium.
All the calcium in the world ain't gonna make up for this nasty taste.
This
it might have made up for
you
your
got
broke
it.
Arm.
Good job.
Oh, come on, I broke my arm because I just got hurt.
I just saw this for the first time like gross. A year or so ago.
It's so
not
funny.
Nasty.
It's so
everybody
fucking
else likes
wonderful.
It. You're gonna eat.
All crazy.
It's actually my favorite
yeah,
Spike Lee.
It's a really great movie.
There's anybody. I got ice cream and salad. Who wants some?
I love it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's so good.
What could be better than having somebody bust in the door with an offering of ice cream when you're being forced to eat something you don't want?
Yep.
Just nothing better than that. Okay, here we go. You're doing all right. Because that was a tough one, actually.
Yeah.
Not the most well-known scene from Kirkland. And,
no.
And, yeah, a bit of a deep cut. So here we go.
It's really just for wine drips.
Oh, you got that, boys. Only for the drip.
Oh, shit. What is the power of the dog.
You got it.
Some food.
And actually, Brad, would you play the second? Just in case, because that was only 15 seconds, and yeah. You did really well. So if you hadn't gotten that, I was going to give you this, which I think would have definitely put it over the top for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder what little lady made these.
Actually, I did, sir. My mother was a florist. So I made them to look like the ones in our garden.
Oh, well, do pardon me.
What a masterwork.
Oh, I was going to say, can we just, can I just remind you really quickly how amazing that film is?
So good.
So good. Okay. Now, you did really well.
Okay.
So here we go. You're not going to get 100% today, clearly.
I'll be pleased with 75.
75.
Okay.
Hi.
I'm sorry?
I just said hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
This is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, is it closer?
My God.
How far are you going?
Rockville Center.
Get out. Me too.
Really?
What are the odds? Do I know
Swish.
You?
The, was it the music?
Never shot
yeah, it was.
Sure.
That's it!
Yeah?
I've seen you, man. Book slave there for like 5 years now.
Oh.
Jesus.
I would thought I would remember
five
you.
Years?
I you probably would have gotten at the Barnes & Noble reference.
Of course. But listen, it would have been, I'll admit this, it would be psychotic for me to get that based on the lines of dialogue. Hi, hi, hello, hi. It was the music. It was the score from John Bryan, which I've heard a million times.
Good job. But still, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten it at all. Would not have. So 75%, pretty impressive. You lost your ass on Teen Witch. That's
well,
all right.
I mean, that's a bigger thing than just this. Apparently, I've lost out by not having seen it.
Yeah. Oh, believe.
I've seen actually, top that a bunch.
It needs to get into Bad Movie Night. Like it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. Having watched this scene again, I just was scrolling through and I was like, oh man, I forgot how packed this thing is.
Yeah.
So it keep an eye out for it, y'all. Anyway, good job. Good work. That's easy breezy one. Good
just
job.
Flew
on,
by.
Yeah, and as Brad mentioned earlier, it's Valentine's Day, so you know, good day to breeze on through. And
it's
I know
Valentine's
people are listening
day.
To this post Valentine's, but we hope you had a good one.
Yeah, we hope you weren't stuck in fucking traffic like we were on our way here.
Everybody's trying to rush to get, you know, that heart-shaped pizza. Listen, we're your own personal cinematic Travis Kelce and Coach, what's the guy's name?
Andy Reid.
Coach Reid.
I didn't watch
get
the
that?
Super Bowl.
Well, did
but
you,
I saw
have you seen the GIF?
That they
we're just shouting at him like that. What do you think he's saying?
I don't know.
Oh, testosterone!
I would like to get the football and score a touchdown for my team. That's probably what he's saying. We're having a polite but firm disagreement.
Whatever he was saying, it's whatever testosterone would sound like. Do you know what I mean? Like whatever testosterone personified would be. That's what was coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, but...
I got
a Super Bowl ring, I guess, right?
Want to just sneak up on Corey and scream at him like that one day. I kind of do.
Put me in, coach.
I kind of do.
You kind of do that every week.
I kind of do that every week. I kind of do that every week.
Yeah.
Anyway, what you going to do? You going to be Coach Reid?
I'll be Coach Reid. He's a proven winner. He seems to be pretty good at his job.
That sucks, because now I've got to do that weird, like, Viva! Viva!
But,
now's Peggy!
But
that was
weird,
right? It made me really uncomfortable.
You were also, you know, Taylor Swift's very high-profile partner, so, you know,
that's true.
There's a trade-off.
I don't like her like that, though, y'all. But, okay. I don't think he does either. Whoops.
Wow.
Whoops. Whoopsie. CIA.
jokes, comedy, satire.
Oh, man. We got an election coming. Are y'all ready?
I'm raring to cast my vote for an old white guy.
Can't wait. All right. Well, let's wrap it up before we have to think too long on that.
Yeah,
thank
Brad
you for listening.
Did a heaving sigh.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's not great. What do we say here? Thank you to Brad and Boutwell Studios. Thank
Appreciate
you, Brad.
It.
You're welcome.
Podcast at sidewalkfest.com for your feedback, thoughts. Did you get all of these right? That Corey, did you get Teen Witch?
Nobody got Teen Witch, right?
I don't know.
Well, if you did, you didn't get Eternal Sunshine as fast as I did.
Probably not. There's some Teen Witch heads out there, though.
There are. I bet that would do pretty well for us, actually, at the cinema.
Yes, we've done it before, but we can do it again.
Yeah.
Sidewalkfest.com.
That's where you can get tickets and follow us on social media at Sidewalk Film. We'll see you later, alligator.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Boutwell Studios Podcast Division. Your words, our expertise.